Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of love. Especially, we're going to focus on the music of love, but we'll start with the frequencies of love. And of course, our intention is that everybody might have more love. Right? That's all we need. All we need is love. Right? Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. First of all, we've got our summer intensive coming up June 8th to the 17th. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day here in San Francisco area, in Sausalito specifically. And those are the classes that are best done here, the more experiential and where you get to play with all the equipment as well. The other half of the program is actually done online, and you could start that half online anytime. We only have two slots for the summer intensive, so if you're interested, you might get in touch right away. We only have, it's limited to 10 people, so it's not crowded in the room. Everybody has to wear masks, of course. And it's an amazing time. It's really amazing time. If you're interested, let us know. You can find more information at soundhealingcenter.com. We have our online program that you can start just about every week. And the next start time is April 22nd, I believe. And then that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays, 10 to 1 Pacific time. It's all about how sound affects you physically, as far as different physical issues, also for pain, mentally, as far as brainwave entrainment and getting more focus, and also for sleep and creativity and presence and getting over ADD. And then emotionally, for releasing stuck emotions and transforming negative beliefs. And then also spiritually, for running more love, compassion, gratitude, joy, the frequency, resonating with the frequency of your soul, and ultimately the frequency of oneness, where you're one with the entire universe, which I see as all frequencies, right? So physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective, and it's profound. It's really transformative, right? So it works quite well online. If you can't make it here, it's hard to make it anywhere these days, right? And so you can find the information at soundhealingcenter.com. What else? We've got that same program starts again in September, and that's actually 3 months. So it's like Monday and Wednesday nights, and it's still half of the program, so the other half is still done online. The online classes are just the lectures, which are really no different online versus at the Institute. Right. So we also have our recording program starting in July, and that's just one day a week, and it's all about how to run a recording program like Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic Audio, and do recording and mixing and producing. And we bring in many aspects of how to affect a person much deeper physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually with sound and recording and binaural beats for the brain and also for just different frequencies that you can embed in the music to get people really high and tuned in and heal as well. So that's starting in July. It's only online. And then we also have our store at soundoflove.com, where you can find a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos. We've got all my books, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've also got my recording books as well, Art of Mixing and Art of Producing. And then we've also got all these technologies. We've got the sound lounge and the sound tables that will vibrate you into bliss, overcome many neurological issues and muscular issues. We've got the bass belt, which is really good for pain you can strap on the body. And we've got just over 300 instruments in our store. You can find it at soundoflove.com. Then we also have our therapy center. The main therapies we're doing right now is where we can find your home note, where you're at peace. And then what we do is play each of the 12 notes. And then we give you a CD in that key to entrain you into that state of peace whenever you need to go there. Right? That's really effective. It's only right now, it's only $50 online. We're about to raise the price. So you can also do it at the Institute, and we'll put you on the sound table there. Or we do voice analysis, where we can find the frequencies and notes that are missing in your voice and then fill them in with music tuned to those frequencies and notes that are missing. It's really good. The woman who created the program, she did 20 years of research in hospitals doing voice analyses on people with all types of issues and all types of physical and emotional issues, and found different voice patterns for those different issues. So that's really effective. We also sell the software as well. So you can actually do it on people yourself. And it really is nice because you can do it over Zoom or you can do it on the phone. So it's a way of making money while we're sequestered here. Right. So those are our main therapies we have, and the store. And then we have our research foundation. We have the Medical Sound Association. We have about 350 doctors and therapists that are working together to figure out how to heal every disease in the world. And we also have the Sound Education Association as well, where we've got about 100 administrators helping refine the exercises that we came up with for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We have those monthly meetings. So if you want to join the Medical Sound Association, go to medicalsoundassociation.com and you can find the contact list. For the Sound Education Association, you go to soundeducationcenter.com and you'll see a contact there where you can actually join those and help out. We're also going to be teaching classes for kids at all different age groups starting in about a month or so. So if you're interested, you can just email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call 415-777-2486. You can find everything we're doing at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Oh, the other big thing, oh my God, is our Sound for the Brain conference coming up. So May 20th to the 20, May 21st to the 23rd, we changed it, it's just going to be 3 days now. May 21st to the 23rd is the Sound and the Brain conference. And it's all about using sound for healing for all different types of issues, with emotional issues, including dementia, well, I guess that's not emotional, but autism, also for anxiety and depression, for PTSD, also for traumatic brain injuries, but also how to get people really high with sound and vibration. It's not just music. It's also the aspects of using frequencies on microtubules in the brain to create different states of consciousness. Not to mention, the most common is using binaural beats for delta, theta, alpha, and beta. And we have some really amazing presenters right now. We've already started working with them. We've got, of course, I'm going to start by giving an overview of how binaural beats and how you can use sound in the brain all together, right? And then we'll play with binaural beats. Karen Newell, they do binaural beats to get people really high in a company called Sacred Acoustics. She'll be presenting. And then Jeffrey Thompson, oh my God, he's the main researcher in the field that's been doing some serious work on how to access a multi-range of different states of consciousness. And he's kind of the master of binaural beats and tuning the binaural beats to you. Elizabeth Krasnoff is one of our graduates who actually just finished her PhD paper on binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. It's really interesting. She goes through all the different research papers that have ever come out that are worth checking out on brainwave entrainment. So it gives you a really good perspective on how they can be used scientifically. Sanjay is actually using light frequencies on the brain and electromagnetics, and has gotten like 80% effectiveness of getting rid of like fibromyalgia, among other issues as well. Jeffrey Martin's the one that's using frequencies and ultrasound frequencies on microtubules in the brain to actually create in lab experiments a multitude of different higher states of consciousness. In fact, so much so that he's now teaching classes on how to deal with these higher states of consciousness in your day-to-day life, how to incorporate and integrate it. Because, you know, once you get blissed out, it's hard to go back to work. Right. And then we've got Tina, who's wrote the main paper before Elizabeth, actually, on the psychological benefits of brainwave entrainment. She's now working on learning disabilities and Alzheimer's. Nina Kraus, she's one of the top researchers in the world on doing brainwave or brain research for music. She's got the lab, auditory neuroscience lab called Brain Vaults at Northwestern University. For 40 years, she's got like over 100 clinical papers on how sound and music, especially, not so much sound, but music works for dementia, for brain injuries, for autism. I'm really looking forward to her talk. Arsalan is a neuroscientist that's doing some really interesting work to help the world. And then Tom Kenyon, we're going to be playing a video of Tom Kenyon where he talks about, you know, his work with the brain and also accessing higher states of consciousness based on the work of the Hathors that he works with, information from the Hathors. We're going to share some of the techniques for accessing higher consciousness in the brain there. And then Lee Gerdes works at the Brain State Technologies Company, and he's really doing some of the most detailed scientific work on, especially on people being able to focus in a room, right, when you've actually got, a lot going on and a lot of people can't focus on one thing. And then Alan Evans from the Monroe Institute is going to speak about the work of Robert Monroe and binaural beats there, which is really some of the most interesting work of all, because Robert before he passed away, he went out of his body using binaural beats, and these higher beings gave him the map of consciousness based on binaural beats. That's really interesting. Then Jim Holt from BioCybernaut is going to be talking about different ways of accessing alpha to change your life dramatically, right? So it's really cool. Company that he's got that's spread around the country now. And then Dan Winter, oh my God, Dan's like still doing some really trippy stuff, right? Dan's been around forever. He's working on negentropic implosive infrasound structure of the plasma vortex of inner vision in the mind. Can't wait to see what that actually means. Right? So it's just a trip, this conference. It's really interesting. And the potential is so huge to actually really change the world and help people and get people really high. Okay. So that's May 21st to the 23rd, and it's free, completely free. We don't really have it posted, but the website, when it's ready, is going to be globesoundhealingconference.com/brain. globesoundhealingconference.com, I'm sorry, /brain, right? So check that out. It should be up in just a few days here. We should have it completely ready to go where you can actually register and everything. Okay. So that's our brain conference coming up. So when we talk about love, sound of love, you can look at love as frequencies and, you know, some people, Leonard Horowitz was saying that 528 hertz is the frequency of love. but now admits there's no research behind this. So a lot of people have reverted to 432 hertz, which some people say is the heart meridian, right? When we did research, we found a little bell curve around 200 to 250 hertz, where we had a range of like 100 people find the frequency of love after doing a meditation on love. So that seems to be the main research. It's around 200 hertz. But, you know, people can bring love to any frequency. As far as the pitch of love, well, it's like the note that people talk about is the heart chakra, right, which is F. However, if you play all the frequencies, which I've been doing for about 10 years, play all the different notes, that is, and don't tell people what they are, people rarely choose F. I mean, it's like when people come in and say, I would like to get a bowl to open my heart or the heart chakra. I can say, well, you can get the F, or you can play all the bowls and see which one open your heart. I found that people have different notes for the actual note of love and different frequencies as well. So I often find it's best to find it yourself. One of the easiest ways to find the frequency of love for you and note is to actually just bring love into your heart. You can do this now. Bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. You might have to remember a time when you were feeling love. Most people can just bring it into their heart. And then feel this love and listen for a note. You might have to go up and down, try different frequencies and see which one fits in your head. Don't do it out loud. See which one fits that feeling of love. A little higher, a little lower. Just play with it, right? Feel the love first. And then you can make it out loud. Right. You can use the app N Track Tuner, and the letter N-Track Tuner, and it will tell you what note that is, right? And what's cool about that is you're not using the voice. There's another note of love of the voice where you can actually just sing different vowels. Don't sing them, actually just tone them. Just make them out loud and find the note or frequency. Go up and down until you find the one that's the easiest and the most comfortable and peaceful for you to make, right? For me, it would be, ooh. Like, takes no energy to make that sound, right? And that will be the key of your voice. So that's the sound. Let me put it this way. When people express love, they go to the home note of the key of their voice that they sing in when they speak. Right. Like, I really love my kitty, right? So I go to the home note when I say kitty, when I say kitty. I really love my kitty, right? And so you can find that note that you sing in, the key you sing in, just by toning until you find the one that's the easiest and most comfortable and peaceful to tone, right? There are different timbres of love that we talk about in our classes and sometimes hear about. Different syllables, different vowels, and also different instruments of love, right? There's musical intervals of love, but what I want to get into is the music of love, right? It's interesting that most love songs are in minor keys, and the minor keys are associated with sadness, right? But love is not sad, right? Loss of love could be sad, but love itself is not sad. If you make the sound of love, just make the sound of love now. There's no sadness there, right? Zero sadness. Love is not sad, right? But what I've discovered or realized is that when you are sad, even just a sweet sadness, it takes you out of your head down into your emotional body. And that's where love works. That's where love is. It's in your emotional body. There's no love in your head, in your mental. I mean, you can talk about love and never, I mean, all day long and never feel love, right? or think about love all day long and not feel it. It's really, you got to drop down into your emotional body. And sadness brings you into that feeling emotional body, right? And it's cool because the minor key is not like deeply sad, right? So it's just perfect to bring you into that feeling aspect, right? What's cool also is when you have a song that is sad and you bring full power to it, it no longer feels sad, right? I'll play a song in a minute that demonstrates that. But first I want to play a song. Maybe I'll just play a little bit because I got a lot of songs to play today. So I want to play a song of love, which this is what I think of as being in love, right? And it's really the part of the song that starts soaring with the piano, right? The lower part is like getting ready and then it soars. See if you can get this feeling of just being in love, right? With this song called Heart that I've created. Check this out. Wrong one. Here it is. That higher section of almost feels like, you know, running love when you're holding someone. So the way I feel for that part. Right. Now, I've got another song that is Unconditional Love that I play a lot. It's one of my favorites. And this is a song that I used to play on guitar when I would have panic attacks years ago. And I would start crying and the panic attack would go away. And this is also has different actual quantum frequencies within it from a company called NutriEnergetic based on unconditional love. So let me play this one. I'll play the whole song on this one because it's one of my favorites. It's only 5 minutes anyway. Oh, wrong one. Let's see, here's a short one of it. So feel this and go and run that energy of love, if you like, right? Okay, this is unconditional love. There you go. It's interesting what makes a good song about love, right? Number one thing is that whoever is doing the song is running love, right? Running the energy of love. I mean, if they're not running the energy of love, you're not going to get love, right? It's the energy that's put into it that is the whole deal, right? And then, of course, if you want to get into detail in the music, I mean, we often use minor thirds, especially descending minor thirds. It just has a sadness to it, right? And sometimes a minor sixth, right? A kind of longing to it. So, but it's also often a slow tempo. You're not going to do love with a da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? It's going to be slower. Because that's the tempo of love. And also the sounds have to be right, right? You know, I love the string section for love, but there's a lot of instruments we can use for love as well. But there's a lot of instruments that wouldn't work for, I mean, normally you wouldn't do like bagpipes or gong for love, right? So the sounds have to be right as well. It's interesting also, as I said, you know, certain songs are really powerful with love. And I want to point an example of Pachelbel Canon. Pachelbel Canon is the main song of love, at least in the United States, right? More people get married to Pachelbel Canon than just about any song there is. And it's interesting because it has a little sadness. It kind of goes dee, dee, dum. Dum, kind of getting really sad. Dum, then it starts coming back up. Dum, dum, dum. So it's, I feel like it's a circle where you get kind of sad and then get lifted back up. And that circle, there's something about that circle that's really effective. Now, Deva Primo and Mitten wrote this song where they used Pachelbel Canon, and then they actually do like some alleluias on top of it. But before I play that, I want to play Pachelbel Canon with our instructor Silvina singing on top of it. And this gets really powerful, okay? So enjoy this. This is the power of love, right? And she gets really, really strong. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because we've got a lot of ocean sounds right at the beginning. Okay, so here we go. Yeah. And should be good here. Again, run love while you're listening. Active listening. Thank you. was thinking about the reason we sometimes cry when listening to sounds or songs of love. I think it's because we know that love is the whole deal. And so little we run it, so little we are in it. And when we feel it, we go, whoa, how much time have I been wasting not being in the energy of love? It just makes you sad and you cry, but then you got that energy of love to lift you up in the same moment. It's really cool. Okay. Now, this next song is also Pachelbel canon, and it's like my favorite version ever. It's probably my favorite love song ever. And this is by Deva Primo and Mitten, right? And it's so much magnificence, right? If you've been around, you've probably heard this one. I'm going to play just the second half of it. What's cool about it is they use Alleluia and add it to the song, and total energy of love, right? So check this out. This is So Much Magnificence by Deva Primo and Mitten. Oops. That's not it. Here we go. Okay, let's step forward.
There
Nice. I just love that one. So the energy of universal love is a little bit different, right? It's a little bit higher. I've got a song that really works for me by Sanatan Kaur, and it's called The Heart of the Universe. The music doesn't get me as high, but the idea of her tapping into the heart of the universe. The lyrics are, there is a place in and around us where angels sing on rays of light and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. Let me play a little bit of this one and tap into universal love. It's interesting. She uses the string section as the universal love. So wow, I'm going to play just that. Last half of this as well. Okay, so enjoy this. Universal love. Okay. Let's see. Let me get back to where I started with. Okay. Now let's take this sound of love in the heart of the universe and do a sound and send it out to all those that are suffering on the planet. Why is suffering going on right now? Send a sound out of this energy of love. Any frequency, any sound, you can't do it. Now, just be love. And expand your field to encompass the whole universe. Make the sound of being love. Hold that energy of love in the whole universe, at least for the rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, through the week, months ahead, years ahead. Hold that energy for the rest of your life and all lifetimes ahead. And all together will remain there forever. Thank you for listening. Take care.